This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
sad, beautiful, and poetic. In 1838, there came to Philadelphia a man garbed in his customary black suit. He lived and worked in the city for almost 6 years, writing hair-raising tales of horror and depravity. Why, you'd think a guy like that might come off as a downer. But if you walked by his brick house on any given evening, well, you might hear the man and his wife singing like songbirds at their piano. If you chanced to pass the home by day, you might catch his pretty wife attending their little garden. They loved with a love that was more than love, to quote one of his most famous poems. As she matured into womanhood, her love grew exponentially for her devoted husband. He was a man determined to earn his living as a writer, at a time when that meant living in chronic poverty. Scraping along on a pittance, he struggled to keep his tidy family fed. Then, one January evening in 1842, his beautiful wife, while singing and playing the piano, coughed up profuse amounts of blood. It was surely a ruptured blood vessel, he reasoned. But in his gut, he knew it meant consumption. We'd call it tuberculosis. His wife seemed to recover, but only temporarily. The end came on a freezing cold January day in 1847. His dying wife lie in bed with only his woolen coat to keep her warm. Their cat, Katerina, cuddled beside her. It is said that when the 25-year-old Virginia Poe died, much of her husband, Edgar, died with her. Perhaps it was all a bad dream. Curiously, his works were steeped in strange, dreamlike themes, some beautiful, some horrifying. Was it his wife Virginia who inspired his last poem, Annabel Lee? It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love. I am my Annabel Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.